Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
And welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I am your host, Dom Salvia. Crudy has a well-deserved couple of days off, so I am solo today. Well, not really. I got Evan on the board, of course, our fair audience. You are the guest today, 844-967-2789. Tomorrow, though, I will be off. Got the Dirty Heads concert tonight, so I'm not going to be doing a radio show tomorrow. But our pal, Matt Rothschild, he's the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He's stepping up and filling in as the guest host, so make sure you're tuning in for Matt. He's a cool cat. Tomorrow, Friday. 844-967-2789. I know we got some friends holding, but I want to be patient. I want to throw this one out there as well. I know we have some other markets picking up right now, listening for the first time perhaps today, and I want to talk about Merrick Garland. Almost AG day. We're getting there. It's getting there, but not quite yet. Merrick Garland spoke today wanting to unseal the search warrant and property receipt of the raid of Trump's home down in Florida. We have his full remarks. It's less than 4 minutes. Want to play it for you people. Then we'll have a continued discussion on this. So if you would please, no more further ado, play cut number 10.
Good afternoon. Since I became Attorney General, I have made clear that the Department of Justice will speak through its court filings and its work. Just now, the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week. That search was of premises located in Florida belonging to the former president. The department did not make any public statements on the day of the search. The former president publicly confirmed the search that evening, as is his right. Copies of both the warrant and the FBI property receipt were provided on the day of the search to the former president's counsel, who was on site during the search. The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause. The property receipt is a document that federal law requires law enforcement agents to leave with the property owner. The department filed the motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter. Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and of our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor. Under my watch, that is precisely what the Justice Department is doing. All Americans are entitled to the even-handed application of the law, to due process of the law, and to the presumption of innocence. Much of our work is by necessity conducted out of the public eye. We do that to protect the constitutional rights of all Americans and to protect the integrity of our investigations. Federal law, long-standing department rules, and our ethical obligations prevent me from providing further details as to the basis of the search at this time. There are, however, certain points I want you to know. First, I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter.
Boom.
Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken. Third, let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights. They do so at great personal sacrifice and risk to themselves. I am honored to work alongside them. This is all I can say right now. More information will be made available in the appropriate way and at the appropriate time. Thank you. Thank you all for your questions. But as I said, this is all I can say at this time.
A real mic drop moment.
Attorney General Merrick Garland speaking today on the raid on Trump's house regarding these documents. A couple more things to note. Now, Trump and his team could have released what they're seeking to unseal, the search warrant and the property receipt, anytime. They could do it now. They could have done it the day of. Trump was all over his social media. I mean, he's got attorneys. Everyone's out there in the media talking about, oh, this is terrible. Okay, release it. Well, they decided not to. Because why? You can't fundraise off it if people know what it is. So in the meantime, you can claim persecution. You can claim a conspiracy against me. You can claim all these things. And cha-ching, and the Trump cult members will just open up their checkbooks and give it to you. Another thing, Donald Trump and have his attorneys have until, what, 3 p.m. tomorrow to decide whether they want to allow it or fight it. My understanding, if they decide to fight it, which, of course, they lose either way, that they would then go to a court on the 25th of August of this month, so in 2 weeks. So this is going to unfold quickly here in the next couple of weeks, probably by tomorrow. We'll know what Trump team says. 844-967-2789. Super, super glad a friend of mine, friend of ours, decided to call in. Let me get your thoughts. Maggie Dawn, welcome to the Devil's Advocates. How you doing, sister?
Really good, Dom. What an eventful week of news.
Wow, right?
I mean, quite a display in the last 2 to 3 weeks from the Attorney General. And I mean display in the most deferential sense of the word, right?
Yeah.
What he was saying in that statement was, this is how we do our work. Our work, when done correctly, sometimes requires privacy, right, and secrecy.
Mm-hmm.
But when we do take the liberty, right, the invasion of someone's privacy, that was court sanctioned, and there was a finding of probable cause. And because there's now such consternation over the basis of that search, we're going to provide those documents to the public. it was just such a like clear step-by-step explanation of what they did and why they do the way they do it, in the way they do it, right?
Yeah.
Just very stepwise, without emphasis, right? Without editorializing. This is what good law enforcement officials look and feel like.
It seems like we've been lacking for that kind of, I don't know, professionalism and ethical leadership in quite some time.
The restraint, yeah. Right? Like, what he's saying is so incredibly important, but the language and the tone that he's using is so incredibly restrained. Contrast that to Bill Barr coming out with his own editorial report on an independent prosecutor's report, right?
Right.
This stands in such sharp contrast. And when you put this in the context of Donald Trump in a civil matter having taken the Fifth Amendment, part of what I think has been lost in some of the, oh my gosh, the Fifth, he's pleading the Fifth, and he said all these terrible things about the Fifth and that we should presume guilt. Well, yes, the hypocrisy is, of course, one thing. But what people don't, I think, realize, if you're not a lawyer, is that when you plead the Fifth in a civil case, that is not without penalty.
Right.
It means that a jury in a civil matter, which this was, in which he took the Fifth Amendment, can be instructed very clearly by a judge, basically in the judge's discretion, to make whatever assumptions the jury thinks are appropriate given the invocation of the Fifth Amendment.
They can make a negative inference on the fact in a civil case that the person, Trump in this case, took the Fifth. And he took the Fifth 440 times, Maggie Dawn. I mean, he didn't quite get to Eric's 500, but the man took the Fifth 400 plus times.
I mean, it's quite incredible, right?
Right.
That a man who has protected his tax returns, you know, like the Federal Reserve protects the gold bars that underlie our currency. Oh, wait, we're not the gold standard. That happened in the 70s. But you get my point, right?
Like, right.
Who has so girded himself against any questioning, intrusion, transparency about his private business, when in a civil matter about his business, would literally rather have a jury make negative inferences than simply answer questions about property valuations.
But he can't. I mean, he's in a box in that regard, mate, because, of course, if he speaks, he's lying. And if he's lying, it's going to be not only perjury, but he also could give himself up criminally.
Well, this is the Bill Clinton problem, isn't it? This is the Bill Clinton problem. Bill Clinton ended up getting impeached, right, because in a civil matter about sexual harassment, he arguably lied under oath. That was the basis
so quaint.
Of Bill Clinton's impeachment, isn't it? As I recently communicated with you, my friend, isn't it quaint that one of the things that we were worried about in 2016 was the fact that Trump's campaign paid off a porn star to keep quiet? That's what we were worried about then, and that might have been a crime.
Well, and it was a harbinger of things to come, Maggie Dawn. I mean, the character of that man or lack thereof just oozes from him in everything he does and everything he touches. Maggie, stick around. We're going to go to a break. You got some time for another segment?
For you, my friend?
Oh, yeah. Maggie Dawn. Love to hear from my pal, Maggie Dawn. Love to hear from you, our fair audience, as well. Our phone number, 844-967-2789. Stick around. We will be right back.
Why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
You are one pathetic loser.